This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. According to the American Chocolate Manufacturers Association, Americans eat about 12 pounds of chocolate a year.
And lucky for us, Valentine's Day is one of those days we're actually expected to do it. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates paid a visit to a couple whose sweet beginnings led to some pretty tasty treats for the rest of us. Here's Karen's report.
Chocolate can be pretty alluring stuff, even when it comes in the 50-cent bars you pick up at the convenience store. But high-end, handmade chocolates are a revelation. The flavor is deeper, more intense, the texture silky and luxurious. That's what Jennifer Scarlett is looking for. She's being guided through the jewel-like displays at L'Artisan du Chocolat here in Los Angeles by proprietor Christian Alexandre.
Look at this one right here, this round. I just put it in. It's a tomato.
Oh, the tomato is good.
And this one is an olive, Kalamata olive.
Chocolate. Ooh, that one's interesting. I'll try
the olive one. Scarlett, a trim blonde pharmaceutical rep, says she likes supporting neighborhood businesses and likes offering something to her clients that's not generic. She doesn't look like she eats much of anything, but she's quick to correct me.
Oh, trust me, I eat chocolate. I actually love the Rochers. They're very good. They're the hazelnut flavor and milk chocolate. Those are my favorite.
L'Artisan, a tiny storefront wedged between downtown L.A. and Hollywood, has itself become a favorite of several food critics for having some of the best chocolate in the city. Here's where Alexandra's wife, Pa Jum Park, and her daughter, Hee Dung Yum, nicknamed Yum Yum, make chocolates by hand. Some of their fillings are traditional. Chocolate ganache, a mixture of chocolate and cream, flavored with liqueurs or fruit. Others are more adventurous, like that Kalamata olive, an oddly compelling mixture of rich, dark chocolate and slightly sweet chopped Kalamata olives. Candy like this makes it easy to understand why chocolate has often been regarded as an aphrodisiac. For example, here's Juliette Binoche as a renegade chocolate maker in the 2000 film Chocolat.
And these are for your husband. Unrefined cocoa nibs from Guatemala to awaken the passion. You've obviously never met my husband.
Oh, you've obviously never tried these.
Passion is how L'Artisan started. Mr. and Mrs. Alexandre actually met in a restaurant next door. Both were divorced, and French was their common language. A passion for each other led to a passion for making chocolate, which they began selling after friends kept pestering them to start a business.
So when the third or fourth said the same thing, I look at her and said, don't you think there may be something here?
Well, there was. And 5 years later, L'Artisan du Chocolat does a brisk business in mostly dark chocolates. They run about $60 a pound, and they're shipped on ice all over the country. Like many artisanal chocolate makers, the Alexandres have begun experimenting with combining chocolate and vegetable or herb essences. Several new offerings are subtly flavored with basil, chili, or lavender. Christian Alexandre says this is a return to chocolate's ancient beginnings.
Initially, centuries ago, in the Central America, Mexico, and so on, they were drinking the chocolate with a lot of spices. And then, several centuries later, we are coming back to this way of having the chocolate flavored with herbs and spices, but now it is in the solid form.
Pa Jum is an elegant, soft-spoken woman. Daughter Yum Yum is as bubbly as her name. I asked them if they ever tire of eating chocolate.
Never. You know, I still eat the 5 or 6 pieces, so, yeah. Especially for wintertime, I ate a lot, yeah.
Anne promises Alexandre, if you eat enough of their handiwork, there's an interesting fringe benefit.
1 pound of my French chocolate a week, and you will become fluent in French in no time.
Which sounds like a lot more fun than learning the traditional way. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.